I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Welcome, Chico. This is your host of Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to the show Chico Now on KKXX.net, FM 104.5 or AM 930. And today I have just an amazing host to or guest to have with you guys today. Her name is Salona, and I'm just going to go by her first name, like Cher. No, just kidding. It's Salona Raymond, and she is a PhD and a marriage and family therapist and a singer. I just adore this woman. Before I talk to her, though, let me tell you a little bit about something that's happening this weekend. The Paradise Community Chorus has their December Christmas concerts this Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m., and this Sunday, December 7th at 3 p.m., the cost is $10. The theme is A Dashing Christmas, and it will be at the Paradise Performing Arts Center at 777 Nunnally Road, Paradise, California. If you have any further questions about the Christmas concerts, you can call Michael Sawyer at 873-3995. It's a 65-member community chorus presenting A Dashing Christmas, which includes pieces as Jingle Bells Through the Ages, Let It Snow, Winter Wonderland, and other holiday favorites. The Paradise High School Chorus will sing several selections as Believe and Sleigh Ride, and then both choruses will combine to create an over 100-voice rendition of A Classic Christmas. Tickets are sold in the lobby of the Paradise Performing Arts Center or through Postnet and Back at the Ranch in Paradise and Whisker Pines in Magalia, or from any member of the Paradise Community Chorus or Paradise High School Chorus. And remember, that is this Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m. or Sunday the 7th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $10. And for more questions, contact Michael Sawyer, 873-3995. And speaking of Christmas and singing and songs, I love Christmas carols. In fact, I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this, but I listen to Christmas carols all year, even in June, because really most of them are just worship music that are celebrating that Jesus was born, and we can celebrate that all year, right? Maybe not snowman songs, but I just put it on my iPod. I have a playlist and I listen to them all the time. And singing along in the car while I'm driving, it makes me acutely aware that I need singing lessons. Unless I'm in the shower, I guess. But no, I don't even do that then. Just in the car, singing along. Anyways, talking about singing along, this is just a conversation full of segues. We have Salona Raymond. And one thing that I'm really excited about telling you guys about Salona is she is a marriage and family therapist and a PhD in psychology. And you guys know that I'm a marriage and family therapist intern. And the point that I'm making with that is that often it can be where you get really encompassed in your career or in your going forward and what other people think of you. Oh, I'm a therapist. I don't want to do this because what if I'm judged? People don't want to see their therapist doing this or doing that. And so at least it's really ingrained in my group of people when I was in school about being really self-aware, how you portray yourself to the community. And as Christians, we always have to be self-aware about how we're portraying ourselves to the community because people judge the body of Christ through each believer. And I just think it's really easy to get lost in that and in worry and in identity and in even judging yourself or overanalyzing the things that you do. It's just so easy to get lost into it. And I know that I will admit that I sometimes have to set myself straight and think, no, it's okay to have fun and it's okay to do these things. And when I met Salona and I met her when she was having a singing performance, and I just thought she was this really neat lady. And after talking with her for a little while, I found out that she's also a therapist, and it just kind of opened the doors and my eyes at how, wow, I just lost for words. I don't know if you guys ever feel that way, but I feel that way now. So before I take up too much time, I'm sure the commercial's coming up soon. Let Salona say hello.
Hi, Jessica. Hello, listeners. I love the introduction.
Well, if these people could, if they could even meet you, she just glows. She is just the kind of person who you see her somewhere and you just think, I want to meet that person. I think that a lot, but I'm really shy, so I never go up to the people. I just think it from afar and then hope they talk to me.
Thank you. Lovely. Yes. Well, you know, I love what you're saying because I do think that the whole issue of self-disclosure or being real or, seeming as though you have it all together, I think is something that therapists, social workers, helping professionals worry about. And on another show, Jessica's been kind enough to have me for another show, which is lovely. But it was a book that I wrote, and it was based on a personal chapter of my life. And one of the best things somebody said to me, an older psychologist said, you know, what I really like about you is that you don't feel like you have to be perfect. And that was really sweet because I have gained so much just by sharing some of my own experiences. And anyway, being here is fun because I can talk about therapy and singing, which I think is holy. I think singing is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is God-given and we can all do it. So sometimes when I'm singing, I'm just feeling deeply appreciative of how these notes and songs really just go right up to heaven.
Oh, they do.
Yep.
And you know, listeners, she'll do a better job telling you the type of music that she sings, but I think of her as like a crooner, like a woman version of Frank Sinatra.
I love that.
She's just up there just belting these beautiful older songs. But I hear our commercial break music coming in here, and we have amazing supporters who pay for these commercials, and I want you guys to hear them because some of them are really great. Okay, not some, all of them. So stay tuned. Salona and I will be here in just a minute.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chicode Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back. This is your host of Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson, and you're listening to us on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, or perhaps you're listening live on kkxx.net. And if you missed part of this episode or you want to hear it again, because it's amazing, you can go online and listen to the podcast for 1 week after it's recorded at kkxx.net. You go to the part that says podcast, there's a drop down, you find Chico Now, click on that, and then that'll open up a screen that has all of us hosts of Chico Now, and you can just pick the Tuesday show with Jessica Wilkerson and re-listen to this. So once again, we're here with Salona Raymond, who's a marriage and family therapist and a PhD. She works here in Chico. And so that I don't forget before the end of the show, if you ever want to contact her because you want to go to her as her client, you can contact her 894-1821. Or if you want to listen to her sing, or you have a business and you want to have her come down and sing at your business, you can also contact her at 894-1821. She is a feisty redhead. Okay, Salona.
Well, Jessica.
Well, you are feisty and you are a redhead.
Well, thank you. And I love the reference to Frank Sinatra. The truth is, when I was a little girl, I spent a lot of time in my bedroom, but I loved my big sister's records. They were from the 30s and 40s. And when I started singing, which was in my late 50s, actually, it was a late in life endeavor. And I realized that all of those songs were flooding back. And so it was really exciting to realize what had been back there in the recesses of my brain for such a long time. And I've been really lucky to find musicians who were willing to accompany me. And it's very interesting. Eric Peter is a very lovely jazz guitarist. He's well known around town. And so I've been meeting with Eric once a week for a number of months. And I would just come in and I would say, well, what about this? And I'd hum a few measures and he'd be like, oh yeah, okay. And then he would create a chart, which I could have to give to other musicians. And so we have like about 60, 70 songs now.
Wow.
A nice repertoire. And every week, poor guy, I keep thinking of 5 or 6 or 7 more. And it's just, it's really amazing. But yeah, love Frank Sinatra. Love the, just the Hoagy Carmichael and lesser Rodgers and Hart, all of the classics, the American Songbook and, you know, light jazz. It's just fabulous. And it makes me very happy. And I realized someone said recently, well, it's really nice you have this hobby, Salona. And I was like, hobby? I don't know. I think I want this to be my next career.
Heck yes.
Yeah. I love my clients. I love my day job. But I'm a little older now. I'm not quite as wanting to see 30 people a week, you know?
Right.
I have a really nice caseload. I welcome new people. But I'm really feeling like I'm moving toward doing what my heart is calling out to do, which Ooh. Is to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some lovely teachers. And yeah, it's just kind of been a whole new chapter.
Uh-huh. Well, I definitely believe that we're called to live through different seasons. Yes. And so when you were younger and you were called to be a therapist, yes. you were called for that for a specific reason that we don't know. But and perhaps that has been met. Or it has been fulfilling and satisfying, and now you're called for something else.
I like that.
And in that transition, you're building and growing, and you're still helping people and helping other people heal and build and grow.
I think so. I think music has that capacity. Mm-hmm. It's really evocative. I think, again, when I'm singing, it's very fun to watch the audience sometimes, and older people might be singing along. Or obviously there's some recognition that you can see some energy that you're getting back. And I do think it can be healing and lovely.
Wonderful. That is so, I so agree. Even with the idea of, let's say that it was a hobby. Let's say that it was that and not
yes.
your next calling.
Yes.
Although we know it is.
Probably.
But listen, but let's think of inspiring our listeners to be able to follow something like that. Because when it started, it was a kind of a stirring
yes.
and kind of something you were intrigued in and interested in looking into, but not, it wasn't your calling yet. It wasn't what you were feeling, I'm just going to drop everything and start doing this.
Exactly. It was brave because it was frightening, but not a calling yet.
Right. So when we come back, you want to listen to where you can hear her calling? We will have the location for Salona's next show. Stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson. One more segment of Chico Now coming up.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and we're here with Salona Raymond, marriage and family therapist, PhD, and songstress. Is there another word? I can't think of anything besides songstress. What would be another word to
chanteuse? Is that the way you say that word? Yes, a songstress is fine. I'll have to think about that.
We should put that on your business card, songstress.
Yes, instead of vocalist. I sort of like something a little zazzier.
Yes, let's zazz that up. Okay, so I have a tendency, because this section is only about 6 minutes long, I have a tendency to start chatting and then forget to tell people where they can see you. So let's make sure we do that before this segment is over.
Thank you. May I just give a quick plug right now?
Yes.
Because I don't have any gigs. I sing at Wine Time. I sing at Red Tavern in the spring. I've sung at Grana, some of the restaurants around town. I'm always open for offers. I have a little button that says gigs wanted, but it seems tacky to wear it all the time. But I will say I am open for private parties, whatever. But I'm really excited because this Friday there is a Christmas open house at Made in Paradise, which is a function of the Work Training Center. Made in Paradise has been going for several years now, part of the Work Training Center, and it serves adults with developmental disabilities. They have teachers who guide their clients into making beautiful objects, jewelry, ceramics, paintings, and such. So on this coming Friday, December 5th, between 1 and 6 p.m. at Made in Paradise, 7837 Skyway, just above Billy Road, if you're climbing the hill, there will be, in this darling little house, Made in Paradise, hot and cold drinks, tasty treats, music, raffle prizes, gifts that you can buy for your loved ones. And Eric Peter and I will be providing music from 3 until 6. And again, if you haven't heard Eric play the guitar, he could make anybody sound good. So I love playing with Eric. But we'll be on from 3 to 6. And I'm really pretty excited about it.
And that's this Friday.
This very coming Friday.
Ooh, so people could take a short work day.
Yes.
Get off a little bit early.
Yes.
Run up the hill.
Have some munchies.
Ooh, some little pre-dinner snacks.
Yes.
What do they call those in Spain? Tapas?
Tapas. Yes, I like that.
So yeah. Head up the hill, have a little tapas, listen to Salona and what was his name, Eric. Croon a little bit.
Well, croon, yeah. Do they call that? I guess it's Eric is a jazz guitarist. I love jazz. Crooning is good. I'm not so much a belter. I am more of a crooner. I like torchy stuff. I like failed romance songs and unrequited love or happy songs as well. But it's definitely a genre. Yes.
And it evokes emotion.
Yes, indeed.
Especially during the holidays when it's so emotional, whether it's a good emotion or a bad emotion, the holidays are very emotional.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So I'm looking forward to this particular gig. I think it'll be wonderful.
And you know, for folks who might be trying to save money on date nights, I'm thinking, guys, listen up. The guys I've known always need a little elbowing for the ladies. So it might be kind of fun to run up there and walk around and have some snacks and listen to the music and kind of just enjoy each other. Mm. Maybe get some ideas for what each other might like for a stocking stuffer or a gift. Even if you don't buy it right then and there, it's still a good idea to get her taste.
It sounds lovely. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. I might happen to find myself that way on Friday if I can remember to put it in my calendar. Because I don't know about everybody out there, but it seems like my calendar gets super busy and it's not even social things. Suddenly at work. And this is the time of the year that therapists are not busy. So it's just extra busy this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also right before Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is on December 16th, so it might be fun to pick up a few little Hanukkah treats, too, for Jewish listeners.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. That's a good point. You know, I never pay attention. I don't really know when that starts.
It's a different calendar, so it shifts around every year. It's more of a lunar calendar.
So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're not going off of what Rome did or
no.
You mean they're pre-Rome? Just kidding. We know that. All right. So, listeners, you can listen to Salona Raymond this Friday from 3 to 6 at the Made in Paradise store up in Paradise. Or if you're listening and you're north of Paradise, down in Paradise.
Exactly.
Or you can also find her just by going to different restaurants like Grana, Red Tavern, mm-hmm. Wine Time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Or calling her to find out, hey, lady, I heard you on the radio and I'd like to hear you sing. Where are you going to be later this week or this month? By calling her at 894-1821. Or if you have been wanting to learn how to follow your dream and you want someone brave who is already doing that to help lead you, give her a call because she's also a therapist and life coach.
And it's never too late.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
I agree there. 894-1821 is the number for Salona. And don't forget to listen to my show on Mondays. It's a live call-in radio show. And this coming Monday, actually, Salona's coming back. And it's going to be a conversation hour because I will be out of town on Monday. And I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. Have a wonderful week. And God bless you. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.